because of this whole Brexit issue, the Minister for Fisheries appointed a steering group to look at how they could access funding for the areas. And under Barr, they came up with the flags groups were allocated $25 million to be spent basically over the next year. Now, flags groups, for people who don't know, are, there's seven flags in Ireland. Donegal is the North flag. There's 18 members on that board. They represent people at various levels within the fishing and community-based regions, coastal regions of Donegal. So there's a very good spread right from Inishowen right up to South Donegal. So those people meet on a regular basis. They assess projects that are allocated, that come through BIM for funding. Now, with 25 million, there's seven flags in Ireland. So basically there's 3.5 million available for Donegal. And being quite honest, I don't think any of the flags will ever get their money spent in 1 year, because there's really a window of 1 year. But I'm just highlighting a few things that is of concern within that programme. There's one which is they will give up to £10,000 for people who are doing an accredited course. Now, that could be a one-year master's, or it could be whatever people may want to do. Now, they'll give 50% of the funding up to £10,000. So, look at if your course was $18,000, they'll give you $9,000. So, it's an opportunity there for people who may not. It's a break for people, and it's not a difficult one to get access to that funding. The only worry I have, it has to start in September and it has to complete by September next year. That's a very small window to use this money. There's also another aspect of the funding, and that is for solar panels and things like that. There's 50% funding for that. And the third one, I suppose the main one, is that it's for industrial projects. And in order to qualify, you have to be within 7 miles of the coast, which covers a lot of Donegal, 7 miles of the coast. You need to have audited accounts, and you need to be within the blue economy. Now, the definition of blue economy is debatable. What does it cover? Now, part of that is coastal tourism. And for instance, this week we would have funded somebody that was putting furniture into a centre to enhance tourism in their region. So definition of blue economy will be defined when you talk to the people in BIM. Now, the two people in BIM is a lady called Brenda O'Riordan, and the other person is Paul Downs. And if you contact BIM at any stage, they will put you in their direction. But the thing is, the money has to be spent within a year, and I just want to make sure Donegal gets as much of that money as they can, because we don't get a wild lot here, and when we get an opportunity, go for it. Now, there's a lot of consultants working in this area. There's Owen Doyle and Inishowen, and actually he's covering the whole county, and there's Paddy Galler and Glenties, and there's probably others that will assist with you with the project. But certainly the two people, Brenda O'Riordan and Paul Downs, are coordinating the project. But there's money there. We need to get the applications in as soon as possible. It takes a while because these things are also computerized now. You have to have your paperwork dead accurate and ready to run. But there's a lot of opportunity there. There's funding there. Go for it. Get as much as we can into Donegal.